This is VOA News via remote. Tommy McNeil. Ukrainian authorities say that Russian missile attacks on residential buildings in a coastal town near the port city of Odessa have killed at least 21 people, including an 11-year-old boy, his mother, and a soccer coach. A video of the pre-dawn attack Friday showed the charred remains of buildings in a small town. The Ukrainian president's office said three X-22 missiles fired by Russian bombers struck an apartment building and a campsite. The assault came after Russian forces withdrew from a nearby Black Sea island on Thursday. Despite the withdrawal, Ukraine's military reported Friday that Russian warplanes bombed Snake Island. It has not been an easy week for Russian President Vladimir Putin. He took his first foreign trip since the invasion of Ukraine to shore up relations with troublesome Central Asian allies. He watched as NATO declared Moscow its main enemy, invited Russia's neighbors Sweden and Finland to join the alliance. And he was forced to deny that his troops had yet again attacked a civilian target in Ukraine, countering a show of Western unity over Ukraine at a series of summits in Europe this week. The World Health Organization's Europe chief warned Friday that monkeypox cases in the region have tripled in the last 2 weeks and urged countries to do more to ensure the previously rare disease does not become entrenched on the continent. An African health authority said that they are treating the expanding monkeypox outbreak as an emergency, calling on rich countries to share limited supplies of vaccines to avoid equity problems seen during the COVID-19 pandemic. WHO Europe Chief Dr. Hans Kluge said in a statement that increased efforts were needed despite the UN Health Agency's decision last week that the escalating outbreak did not yet warrant being declared.